Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Cardinal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Nelson, who tags Duncan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bando scores. Cater scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammon moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sammon moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sammon tags and scores. Brown tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Bando steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Kubiak moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger throws the ball into Kubiak, who tags Horton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-2 in the game. Nash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMay pinch hits for Larry Brown. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Stan Williams. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Luke Klimchuk now playing second base. Dave Nelson now playing shortstop. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Kubiak reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Nelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Lou Krause now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Salmon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.